The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. Ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Mortimer Sturt, and Pat Patrick. Today marks Edgar Bergen's 10th anniversary on the air for Chase and Sanborn Coffee. And on this special occasion, many of his old friends have promised to drop in. It was just about 10 years ago that Edgar and Charlie were making the rounds of the different agencies, hoping to get an interview. And finally, the big day came. They were sitting in Rudy Valley's office.
Bergen, we've been waiting here for Rudy Valley for 3 days. I'm getting hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one that's hungry. I tell you, Charlie, I'm so starved, I could almost...
Don't look at me that way. No, I'm just skin and bone, Bergen. I'd only stick in your teeth.
Sure. Are you sure this is Rudy Valley's office?
Oh, it must be. There's a picture of Rudy Valley looking at a picture of Rudy Valley.
His Excellency, Rudy Valley. Well, everybody rise, please.
Welcome, your cronership. Good morning, Jeeves. Take my raccoon coat and bring me my diamond-studded megaphone.
Mr. Valley, we came to talk to you about your radio program.
Yes, awfully good, isn't it?
Well, it's not that so much, but what we really want is we were...
Excuse me, very busy man.
Yes.
Hello, it is I, Rudy Valley.
It is I. Grammatical blighter, ain't he?
Yes, that's right, absolutely right. Yes, indeed. I am the president and founder of the Rudy Valley Fan Club. Send all dues directly to me. Goodbye. Now, let me see. What were we talking about?
Well, Mr. Valley, I wanted to ask you...
Oh, yes, you want my autograph, no doubt.
Well, no, we don't.
Well, just what are you fellows doing here?
Well, I'm a ventriloquist.
A what?
A ventriloquist. I talk through my stomach.
That's nothing. I sing through my nose. Acrobats, jugglers, now ventriloquists. I'd have everything thrown at me.
Even grapefruit.
Oh, this is a thankless job. I spend my days and nights looking for talent, high and low.
Well, why don't you hire us?
I hadn't intended to look that low.
Well, we promised to work hard.
Well, are you reliable? You boys don't drink, do you?
Oh, no.
Drink? We hardly eat.
Well, I'm going to take a chance on you anyway, against my better judgment.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Valley, thank you. I deeply appreciate your generosity.
Oh, stop licking his hand off.
And now, Mr. Valley, what about money?
Oh, that's all right. You won't have to pay me anything.
No.
Well, now that the deal is set, if you'll just sit there and be quiet, I'll rehearse my big song number for the broadcast. For I'm just a vagabond lover in search of a sweetheart, it seems.
Edgar, old boy, there's so much confusion around here. And you seem all a twitter, you know.
Well, I ought to be, Ray. It's my 10th anniversary.
Oh, yeah. How jolly. I wish I were only 10.
No, never mind, Ray. Just let it go. Let it go. Come in.
Hello, Fram.
Hello.
Fram, I am a Western Union boy.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not exactly a boy either.
No.
But I am young for my age.
Oh, yes, you are. But you are from Western Union.
Well, I'm not really a member of the Union, no.
Oh, I see, you're not.
And I'm not exactly a Western either.
Not a Western.
No, I'm just out here for the winter. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting, but do you have a wire for me?
Well, I'm not supposed to give it to you. I'm supposed to sing it to you.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm not in good voice today because I have an incy touch of quincy.
Yeah, I... Well, then read it.
All righty. It says, and I quote...
Oh, sure.
Greetings and felicitations. Mm-hmm. May you always continue...
Hi, Edgar.
We're gonna meet you.
Yeah. Greetings and
greetings and felicitations.
Oh, wait a minute, that's my line. Just a moment. And now I'll continue with my wire.
Yes.
Greetings and felicitations. Oh, for goodness sake, my God.
What's the matter?
Friends, this is a night letter. Yes. And I cannot read this until after dark, so goodbye, all.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll return to the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show right after these messages. And now, let's rejoin the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy 10th anniversary show.
This is a surprise, Don.
Yes, sir. I couldn't let an important event like this go by, Edgar.
Well, well, well. Hiya, fellas. Hiya, Moochie.
Hiya, Dolly.
Look what I found. Dottie L'Amour.
How are you, Don?
Oh, Dorothy, I see you're more beautiful than ever.
Yes, Dottie, you're as slim and as graceful as a fawn at daybreak. Yes. What's your secret?
Well, Don, I always watch my figure.
Well, who doesn't?
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, Dottie.
Oh, brother. I guess you lovebirds want to be alone, huh?
Yeah, do you mind a moochie? We want a smoochie.
Oh, come on, Edgar. I want to talk to you.
Okay, Don.
Oh, Dottie. What have you been doing since last date we had?
Oh, nothing. Just giving my diary a chance to cool off.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they, Donnie?
Yes. You were so cute when you used to come and call on me. We used to sit on my porch swing holding hands and eating peppermints.
Yeah, well, don't tell everything.
Oh, wasn't it wonderful?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I could sure go for some of those peppermints.
Oh, you little rascal.
Remember that little song you used to sing to me, Dottie?
Oh, you mean this one when it goes, da dee 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 da 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 da.
That's the one. That's the same one, yeah.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me, till I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head.
Say coffee, you think Chase and Sanborn. When you taste Chase and Sanborn, that's shade-grown flavor.
Every time the cups are lifted, every time Chasen Sanborn is poured, its shade-grown flavor is downright impressive, a revelation of coffee goodness. It's not only richer flavor, but there's more of it. A lavish abundance from these finer coffee beans, slow-grown in tropical shade. Shade-grown means slow-grown, and that's the secret. Because growing time is flavor-making time. Instead of growing too fast, as they could in the sun, ripening prematurely, these finer coffees mature slowly and completely in the shade of taller trees. Under that natural leafy awning, the rich soil has time to work its flavor-making magic. A little more and a little more is added each day that it grows. Slowly, the coffee stores up this bonus of flavor that you get in Chasen Sanborn. Don't miss out. You're entitled to it. Ask your grocer for Chasen Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Oh, popcorn and ice cream cones. Get them while they're hot. Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Mortimer Snurd.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What are you doing selling ice cream cones and popcorn?
Well, I hear there's some kind of a celebration here for Annie.
Annie? You mean anniversary?
Yeah. That's the girl.
Yeah. Why, Mortimer, most of these bags of popcorn, they're only half full.
Yep, that's right, yeah.
Why is that?
I like popcorn.
Oh, I see. Well, how much do you make on a bag when you sell it?
Well, I buy them for 10 cents a bag, and then I turn right around and sell them for a nickel.
I see. What kind of business is that?
Well, I think they call it, overhead.
Overhead. Yeah. What do you mean, overhead?
Well, it's older than my head. Don't hear it. Oh, hush up out there. Bunch of city slickers, you know. Better can't say nothing around here without them rowdies snickering at all.
Now, be polite, Mortimer. That's our audience.
Gee, they let anybody in, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, they let me in. Hello, Mortimer.
Yeah.
Remember who this is, Mortimer?
Let's see. Oh, give me a hint.
Oh, never mind. It's Dorothy L'Amour.
Well, can't you give me a better hint than that? Oh, no.
Why, you must know her. Why, we're old friends.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, any friend of yours is a friend. Any friend of yours is a friend. Let's see. What was the discussion?
Oh.
Mortimer, after all the years we were together and you don't even remember my name, that's a fine how do you do.
How do you do?
Well, I'm sure you know me. Look at me.
Oh, gosh, no, I ain't old enough for that yet. You're too pretty for your own good.
Oh, looks don't count.
No. Well, mine do.
Oh, you're so cute, Mortimer.
Oh.
You have such pretty blue eyes. Pretty blonde hair.
Oh.
The cutest little dimple.
Yeah. I got a mole on my stomach, too.
You know, you're really irresistible.
No, I'm really Mortimer. Yeah.
I'm awfully fond of you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to kiss me?
Oh, gosh, thanks. No. What would you think of me afterwards?
You turned down a chance to kiss Dorothy L'Amour. Mortimer, you must be the most stupid person in the world.
Well, thanks. But this is your big day. Let's give you some of the credit. All right.
Better. Thank you, Don.
The funniest person was that character I used to play, Gazzola.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Don. We had plenty of laughs for that character.
All those in favor of having me do Gazzola again, say aye.
I demand a recount here. Wait a minute. Not so fast for that. Go ahead, Don. What business is Gazzola in this time?
Well, let's make him Leonardo Amici Gazzola, Doctor of Dentistry. One flight up.
One flight up. Right.
Oh, Bergen, this tooth is killing me.
Well, that's all right, Charlie. The dentist will see you now in just a moment.
Yeah.
You won't have to suffer much longer.
Well, I don't mind the suffering so much. It's just the pain I can't stand.
I know.
Hello, and how do you do?
Well, hello, Dr. Hoyt. I'm Edgar Bergen. You were highly recommended to me, Dr. Hoyt.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But Dr. Hoyt, he just stepped out to have his teeth fixed.
Oh, he did. I see.
Well, who are you?
I'm his substitute.
Filling in for a friend, huh?
I'm Amici Gazzola, first class of dentist, DDS, RFD, and SOS.
Yeah.
Pull of the teeth while you wait.
Yeah. Gazzola, if you're a dentist, I'm Dorothy L'Amour.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. L'Amour.
Yeah. Huh?
I think Charlie has a cavity, doctor.
Oh,
now,
yeah?
do you do fillings and inlays?
Oh, sure. We got inlays, outlays, DKs, stowaways.
Yeah.
Sundays, Mondays, always.
All right. This is awful. This is all awful.
All right, come on, kid. Jump in the side of the chair here.
Now, just a moment. I don't know.
Oh, what's the matter? What's the matter? You know, I could very smart.
If we were smart, we wouldn't be here.
Come on, kid. Climb up one of my chairs, sonny boy.
Oh, no. You're not going to sing me into that.
Tell me about your prices, doctor. Can you give me rock bottom price?
I'm just the fella. I got to the rockiest at bottom end of the city.
Well, that's...
What I mean is, what are your rates?
Oh, rates?
Yes.
Rates, you say? Well, yes. I got to cut the rates, V8s, upper plates, and a blue plate.
Yeah.
With the two kinds of funky pie.
Say, what is this?
All right, come on, kid. Open it a chair, bambino.
Okay, babuno.
All right, open it wide to the mouth now. Holy mackerel.
Quite a wind tunnel, ain't it?
Oh, say, that's bad. That's a very bad. Yes. Let me see. Where is my pliers?
Oh, no, you don't. Let me out of here.
What's the matter?
I'll come back when you're not here.
Look, kid, later's no good. This is a tooth of mine to get so bad that we got to amputate your head.
Yes.
Now, which tooth is she to hurt?
Well, I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's my cuspidor.
Your cuspidor?
The one I spit through.
Look, kid, from experience, let's play him safe. Yeah. Let's pull them all out, huh?
Yeah. No.
Hand me down my novo kid. Hand me down my novo kid.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Oh, you China chiseler, you take it easy. You're not going to pull any of them.
Okay. Let's not pull them. Let's fill them up, huh?
Yeah, fill
What's up. The kind of filling you like?
It doesn't matter. Lemon or coconut custard.
Kid, how about some nice pongy pie, huh?
Now, don't start that again.
No, all right, we'll stop.
Doctor.
Yes?
It should either be gold or silver filling.
Oh.
That's quite obvious, I think. Now, what do you want? What do you want in your teeth, Charlie?
I don't care, just as long as they have white sidewalls.
All right. for the last time, doctor, how much is it going to cost me?
Well, look, let's make a figure out here.
All right.
We got to use a little multiplication here.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Got a little subtraction, too.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. There's the X-ray. Fill of the tooth. That's a 2 for $5 and a 3 for $10.
Yeah, 1 for all and all for one, yes.
That's all right. This is smart kid, ain't it? Let's say we punch into the 10 and pull out the tooth. Well, on the chin, let's bring over this side of here. And pull this one over here and bring it down.
You carry one and I'll carry one.
Okay.
How does it come out, Doctor?
What do you know? Is it come out two kinds of pongy pie?
That's all.
Oh,
darn that Gazzola. In all my travels, there's never been a dentist like that.
Well, you ought to know because you've been on the road to everywhere, Donnie.
Oh, you think Gazzola's funny, huh? Where do you hear my French character, Pierre Soubon? Ah, boom's
well. No, Nelson Eddy.
Hiya, gang.
Hi, hello. Well, welcome, Nelson.
Oh, it's swell to be here, Edgar. I always enjoy shaking hands with old faces.
Yeah. Well, don't look at my face. Yeah. By the way, Nelson, you were excellent in that Disney picture, Make My Music.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. Yeah.
You know, Charlie, Nelson did all the voices and the singing for all the whales, too.
Yeah? Did you share equal billing with a whale?
No. I was the main squirt.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, blubber. Am I hot tonight? Hey, what do you think, Charlie?
I think you better sing.
Oh, I never have any fun.
Temper now.
All right, Charlie. I'll sing the number I did on the first Chase and Sanborn show. Great day.
Well, great.
When dark came Noah's Ark on land. When lion's roar came Daniel's blood man. Lord help those who pray, and on judgment day, if you believe he shall receive you on land. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn, you will hear his horn. Rosita's closing it not far away. Hold up your hand and say, there's gonna be a great day. Gonna be a great day. There's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, some early morn you will hear his horn. Roll your coat and it's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be.
Superbly adequate. Remember, Charlie, we heard Nelson sing the same song at his concert. It was 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Oh, were you there?
Yes. Yeah, we certainly were. And I shouldn't say this. You don't mind constructive criticism?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, I'll tell you this confidentially. Mm. Your voice was good, Nelson.
Thank you.
Oh, it was good.
I appreciate that.
Yes, but... Now, you don't mind, is it?
No, I don't mind. Go on ahead, Charlie.
Your diction was a little bit bad in the last number. I couldn't understand a word you said.
Oh, Charlie, I sang that song in Italian.
Aha! Well, that explains it. Watch it next time. I'll say no more. I guess you're embarrassed enough as it is.
No, Charlie, you don't get it. The song was written in Italian.
Well, so what? You see a sign that says, this way to Pismo Beach, doesn't mean you have to go there, does it?
Well,
you see, this song was written by Mozart.
And he's one of the greatest composers that ever lived.
Well, if he's so good, why don't you have him write it in English?
Charlie, Mozart is dead.
Oh.
But his works are immortal.
Yeah?
He'll live forever.
He's dead, he will live forever. He's up, he's down. Why don't you guys get together?
You know, Mozart was responsible for the marriage of Figaro.
Oh, so they finally got hitched, huh?
Yeah, yeah, but I don't give that one 6 months.
Edgar, I don't like to spoil the fun, but it's close to goodbye time.
Well, you're right, Rudy. By the way, we sincerely appreciate you giving us our first start in radio. Wouldn't you like to say something?
Yeah, Rudy, say something.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
Yes. I want to thank you, Dorothy L'Amour, Nelson Eddy, and Don Amici for making this evening such a memorable one.
Good night.
And thanks to you, our radio audience, for listening to our show for the past 10 years. And we hope you will listen and will continue to welcome us into your homes every Sunday evening. And to my sponsor, the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, I am deeply grateful for a most pleasant association and for making this program possible.
The demand today is for richer coffee, and it's easy to get. Just ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. The demand for more flavorful coffee leads straight to shade-grown flavor. That's shown by the nationwide popularity of Chase and Sanborn today. Never before in our entire history has Chase and Sanborn had so many friends. More people ask for it than ever before. Shade-grown flavor is a sensation. Yes, it's that shade-grown flavor that everybody likes. Because there's more flavor there to enjoy, more people enjoy it. Everybody wants the fuller, richer, more abundant goodness of finer coffees grown in the shade. The coffee grows more slowly when it's shielded from the sun, and every day it stores up more flavor, the making of Chase and Sanborn. Get that bonus of coffee pleasure. There's no reason to take anything less. Remember, by the cup, you'll call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chase and Sanborn. Ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Be sure and listen in next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, and Pat Patrick will welcome as their guests Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. L'Amour appears to the courtesy of Paramount Pictures and will soon be seen in My Favorite Brunette. Don Amici appears to the courtesy of Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreen Shampoo. And Rudy Valley appears to the courtesy of Philip Morris. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Theater in Hollywood, California. When friends drop in to spend an evening, you wouldn't think of letting them go home without a bite to eat. And right then, you'll be glad if you have a few extra cans of V8 vegetable juices in your refrigerator. You see, V8 combines the juices of a whole garden of tasty fresh vegetables, tomatoes, celery, lettuce and parsley, carrots, watercress, spinach and beets. Fresh juices so proportioned that they actually season each other. That's why the flavor of V8 is so bracing, so distinctively different. That's why V8 is so good. Get an extra can or two at your grocer's tomorrow, so when it's your turn to be hospitable, you'll be ready with tall, cool glasses of V8 to go with your sandwiches or snacks. And whether your friends are young or old,
they'll pay you the compliment of draining each glass down to the last drop. It'll be good for them, too, because there's a wealth of garden goodness in every delicious sip of V8.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.